From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Now we have an unexpected chapter to a story we brought you this summer about a forgotten episode from the closing days of the Vietnam War. In 1975, a small Navy ship, the USS Kirk, was sent back to Vietnam to rescue refugees. It was one of the greatest humanitarian missions in the history of the U.S. military.
In our story, the ship's medic recalled how he had cared for a gravely ill Vietnamese baby. Stephen Burwinkle revived the boy with a massive dose of penicillin, only to find out the baby died suddenly a few days later.
Because of his compromised condition, it was just too much for his system, and he died of cardiac arrest. And I remember we had a, we had a funeral for him, a burial at sea. It's very emotional. Still brings back emotions that I'd rather not have.
Well, the family of that infant heard our story, and it gave them a way to find the crew. They'd always wanted to thank them. Last month, they got the chance to do that in person.
But first, correspondent Joseph Shapiro of NPR's investigative unit sat down with the mother and father, their four children, and a son-in-law.
We need lots of Kleenex, and the only man I remember is this man.
The Lee family was excited. They were nervous. They were moments away from being reunited after 35 years with sailors and officers from the USS Kirk. Loan Lee brought a picture in a frame. It's the only photograph left in the world of her son, Bao Lee.
I was very proud of him because as you look in the picture, he's very handsome. He has black long lashes. His lips are, you know, like a girl's lips, and so handsome.
In the brown and white photograph, the boy is in mid-movement, almost jumping out of the frame. There's an impish smile forming on those handsome lips. Not long after that photo was taken, Saigon fell. It was the spring of 1975. The Lee family, desperate to get out, squeezed onto a South Vietnamese ship. That's where the baby got violently sick with cramps and fever.
I have a very bad feeling that he wouldn't survive. I just lie there with him. I massage him. I talk to him, you know. I say I love him, and I pray. I pray. I say, please, God, help him. He's my only son.
Loan Lee and her sick baby were moved from the South Vietnamese ship to the USS Kirk. The Kirk had returned to Vietnam by itself to escort the Vietnamese ships crammed with refugees. The Kirk's two corpsmen came by with their kits of medicine, but the boy died.
I was hysterical. And I said, let me see my husband and my children first, because I don't want to be here by myself. I want to tell them. I have to tell them.
What I did, though, I took the boat and went over to this Vietnamese LST where the father and the three sisters were, the three little girls.
Hugh Doyle was the Kirk's chief engineer. He recorded cassette tapes home to his wife, and he talked about finding the rest of the Lee family and the father.
He asked me, you know, does his wife know? And so I told him, I said, yes, your wife knows. She knows, and she's very sad. All the way back in the boat, he was saying, when we left Saigon, we were six. There were six people in his family. He says, and he kept shaking his head. He says, now we are five. He says, it's very sad, very sad.
Yeah, I say that. When we left Saigon, we were six, now we are five.
Pierre Lee is the father. He remembers vividly the funeral for his son on the fantail of the USS Kirk.
I remember that was a night, chilly night, even as it's in the summertime. And I still remember there's the moon, too. And I see that there's many soldiers in a line up there. And then I don't know if it's a I can call it a coffin or not, but, you know, it's the body of my son was wrapped under two flags, the Vietnamese flag and the American flags.
The ship's logs say the boy was 9 days old, but that was wrong. Bao Lee was a year and 9 days old. Cause of death? Cardiopulmonary arrest due to pneumonia and gastroenteritis.
And I still remember that they played the song that they normally play, you know, at cemetery. Dun, dun, dun. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
The child's body was on a board. It tipped, and the body slipped into the dark South China Sea. Kimmy was the middle of the three Lee girls. She was five. Her brother's burial at sea is her first memory, stamped and stark in her mind.
I'm sure my parents told us that my brother died, but I don't think I grasped that. And I remember the funeral. And I remember when he went over. I remember running towards the edge of the boat. And I remember standing there looking down. And I remember, how come no one is going to get him?
The Lee family was taken to a refugee camp in Guam. Then they resettled in Hawaii. The mother would never again walk into an ocean without breaking into a rash. The father resumed his career as an architect. Another child, a son, was born. The family moved to Texas. Bao Lee's death at sea was something the family would barely talk about, but they'd always wanted to thank the crew of the Kirk. They didn't know how until now.
Hi, I'm Hugh. I think I met you when you were a little tiny girl. I was the boat. Do you remember getting onto the boat?
They meet with hugs and tears at a restaurant in Pensacola, Florida. Several of the crew have come here for a showing of a new documentary about the Kirk. The Lee family flew in from Houston.
Thank you very much for helping my family, for taking care, good care of my family. Let me say hi to the captain. I remember his face. You're the captain. I cannot forget you.
I can't forget you either. So that was a long, long time ago.
Steve Berwin.
Hi, I'm Kimmy.
He's a doctor.
We survived through your kindness.
They linger for hours over lunch. The crew from the Kirk talk about how they came home from war, about their careers and family since. The Lee family talks about how they were immigrants who became Americans, about their careers and family since. And they talk about the tragic death that brought them together long ago. On this night at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, there's a ceremony to celebrate the Kirk's role in rescuing 20,000 to 30,000 Vietnamese refugees. And then there's a surprise for the Lee family.
I'd like to have the Mr. and Mrs. Lee come down here because we have a special award.
Paul Jacobs was the Kirk's captain. He presents a plaque that honors the child.
Bo Lee is now and forevermore an honorary crew member of the good ship USS Kirk. Though on board for just a tragically short time, Bo Lee's impact on the entire crew of Kirk was profound.
The crew of the Kirk never forgot the death of the baby boy they tried to save. And Kimmy Lee says her family never forgot the crew of the ship that saved them.
I guess the yearning of finding them was to let them know that what they did made a difference. And I wanted them to see where we are now. You see, how happy we are here living in the U.S., I wanted to say thank you to them, but I also want them to see that we all grew up, and here we are.
Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.